KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cleared to partly cloudy skies and 64 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We picked up 1.5 inches of rainfall here yesterday. Messina reported 1.58 inches, and we look for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 84. In the news, the former city clerk for the city of Neola has been charged with three felonies and other charges after a state audit last year found more than $230,000 was misspent over a five-year period. Neola officials fired Deb Sherbrock in August of 2013 after a city check written to pay for a fire truck bounced. State auditors found improper overtime payments and numerous checks written to Sherbrock, among other problems. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says the Pottawatomie County Attorney filed the charges on Wednesday after state agents investigated. Sherbrock is charged with ongoing criminal conduct, felonious misconduct, and non-felonious misconduct in office. She was released on a promise to appear in court on August 19th. Authorities in Fremont County report a Mills County man and a woman from Fremont County were arrested Wednesday following an investigation into an incident in Tabor. The Tabor Chief of Police and deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office received a call about a man who was possibly violating a no-contact order in Tabor. Upon law enforcement's arrival to the 200 block of Orange Street in Tabor, they were advised that a man was seen running from the area, hopping a fence, and then continuing south. Deputies made contact with 20-year-old Marcus Pierce of Glenwood near the intersection of Park Street and Vine in Tabor. Pierce was arrested for two counts of violating a no-contact order and was being held in the Fremont County Jail, awaiting a review from a magistrate. 22-year-old Taylor Hummel of Tabor was arrested for interference with official acts, and she was being held on $300 bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say an arrest occurred last night following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 48 and 250th Street. 37-year-old Joshua Dwayne Moan of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. for driving while barred. Moan was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A Korean War-era hand grenade that was thought to be a dud turned out to be real and was safely disposed of in Fremont County Tuesday. The sheriff's office and a real estate agent found the grenade while cleaning out a property and had put the device into storage, thinking it was a dummy. When a family member of the agent looked at the grenade and believed it to be real, law enforcement was contacted. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office called the state Iowa Fire Marshal, who confirmed the device was in fact real, and a charge was used to destroy the grenade. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reminds you that if you should come upon an item that is potentially dangerous, contact your local law enforcement agency and have them inspect it first. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Monday afternoon of 29-year-old Madonna Marie Meyer of Blockton. Meyer was arrested at the Union County on a Union County warrant for a probation violation. She was brought to the Ringgold County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in the news, the Grant Sky Eagles 4-H Club from Guthrie County recently donated 36 receiving blankets and matching birth cloths to the OB department of the Cass County Hospital. Officials said the blankets and cloths were all sewn by members of the club as part of a community service project. In the funeral announcements, Regina Yount, age 89, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A mass of resurrection for Regina Yount will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Lotus Paulson, age 85, of Avoca, died July 22nd at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Lotus Jeanette Paulson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Daryl Bud Carlson, age 70, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died July 22nd at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A gathering of family and friends of Daryl Bud Carlson will be held at Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kimberly Jo Antisdell Knapp, age 55, of Walnut, died Sunday at St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota. A celebration of life service for Kimberly Jo Knapp will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Idris Nielsen, age 90, of Council Bluffs and formerly of the Oakland area, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Idris Nielsen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational Church of Christ in Oakland, with Reacon Veith Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. Jesse Olson, age 90, of Audubon, died July 22nd at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Jesse Olson will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Norman Nissen, age 73, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Methodist Hospital Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Norman Nissen will be on Saturday at two, or rather on Sunday, that is, at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements for Norman Nissen. Dean Suick, age 58, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Dean Suick will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Alan John Geezer, age 64, of Harlan, died July 11th at his home. Graveside services for Alan Geezer will be on August 6th at 3 p.m. at St. Boniface Cemetery in Westphalia, with a celebration of life to be held afterward at the Kirkland Community Hall in Kirkland. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.